We love our children because they are ours. We love our spouses, maybe at first, because they are beautiful, because they are adorable, because they love us, because they are charming, because they are witty. But after years of marriage, we love them because they are ours. We love our families because they are ours. What happens when people love something because it is theirs? Look at Springfield. Springfield was a ghetto 20 years ago. And people moved in and said, you know what? I'm going to love this place. I'm going to dump my life into it. And now, it's a great place to go. People have parties there. People say, hey, I'm going to go invest in this place. I'm going to rebuild this place. It's not a ghetto anymore. It's a neighborhood with its own community. Why? Because somebody started to say, hey, I'm going to move there and make it mine. And I'm going to love it and make it mine. And I'm going to work until the drug dealers leave. My children have their problems. Would you like me to list them? Here, let me start. No! I would never do that. That would be horrible. Would you like me to do that with my wife? No! That would be horrible. And if you would like to do so, we can recommend some marriage counselors. We don't do those things. Excuse me. We have said for years that the CEC in general and Church of the Messiah in particular has something to offend everyone. If you have been raised here, you may not be aware of it, but if you have come to us from a different tradition, you are here because you have overcome a teaching. If you have come to us from an evangelical background, you have overcome the teaching that the charismatic stream is of the devil, that it stopped with the death of the last apostle. If you have come to us from a charismatic background, you have overcome the Whore of Babylon teaching, that anything sacramental is of the devil, or any kind of pre-written prayer is of the devil. If you have come to us from a sacramental background, from one of the mainstream Catholic, Orthodox, Anglican, Episcopal churches, you have overcome the teaching that they are the one true church. Okay? So, every one of those backgrounds has taught something about the other ones being wrong. So, someone who comes from one of those backgrounds comes to us with the idea that something about this is mistaken. So, if we bring someone here, there is an idea in the back of our minds, in the back of our hearts, that somebody's going to come in here and go, what the heck? And we all know this. For years, family members would come here and there would always be this little nagging thing in the back of my head. Man, Holy Spirit's going to show up. We're going to have people laying all over the place. My grandmother's going to run up and start doing CPR on somebody. Thank God she doesn't know how to use her cell phone. She'd be calling 911. It'd be bad. You know? We all have something like that. And we have to get over that. We all have something with our families, with our children, with our spouses. We know that there are things about our families that irritate other people, that bother us, that bother others. And frankly, we don't give a crap. Because they're our family and we love them. They are ours and we love them. And we love them and our love makes them great. Rome was a dirt hill. It was a dirt hill that was founded by a bunch of refugees. Troy was burnt to the ground by an invading army, and a couple of ships managed to get away. And when those refugees finally settled, they were a bunch of refugees and exiles. They weren't the king of the world. They weren't the empire that ruled the world. They were a bunch of men. They didn't even have any women. They had to form a con and go raid and kidnap women from the neighboring village so they could even have some children. But those men said, "This is our home." And they loved their home. And thousands of years later, they had an empire. And you can look at every empire, every city, every amazing place. Do you think that New York City was this amazing hub of commerce and industry and trade when the original European settlers first got there and looked at it? You think Jacksonville was anything more than a bunch of woods with a river running through it? It became special because people said, "You know what? I'm going to love this because it's mine. And I don't care how long it takes, I'm going to love it. And I will make it great with my love. And I don't care how long it takes. My love will build ivory towers and golden pinnacles from the dirt that I see here now." You know the great thing about fruit? Contained in fruit is seed. That's what fruit is for. Fruit is really a contraption that's designed to spread more seed, to spread more fruit, to spread more seed. We need more fruit right now so that we can overcome this darkness that we have right now. But the first fruit of the Spirit is love. We need to love this group that we've been called into. Why? Because God has called us into it. He might have called us into other places, but He didn't. He might have called us into other cities, other churches, other denominations, but he didn't. He called us here and now. It's ours. And we're called to love it. And our love will bring forth the seed that will bring forth the fruit that will make this place grow, that will bring forth more fruit, that will bring forth, well, I don't even know. But I know it'll bring us out of this darkness. And I know that though the sorrow lasts through the night, the joy comes in the morning. And I know that eventually we don't have to list reasons why our church is great. And I know that we don't have to be embarrassed about anything about our church, because it's our church and we love it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.